Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubba Boy are in the studio with me. We also have Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Barry the Bugger, and Mr. Walt DeMartini. He is with us there from the Gomez Hilton, and he's fresh from the chili cook-off in South Florida. That was going on this weekend. Is that right there, Walt?
It was cooking. The only thing that wasn't cooking was the drunken sailor wasn't there.
It just so happens. Well, is this true, Bubble Boy? We got him on the line?
Yes, we do, Greg.
All right, let's go to the lines. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
I left early.
Okay, all right. Hi, who's this? You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, no. Greg the Dive Bastard, Guy,
well,
DJ.
Okay, yeah. All right. So you were you at the chili cook-off there, Drunken Sailor, at Sailor Man?
I was, because Valentine's Day is coming up.
Valentine's Day?
If you look at your calendar.
Yeah, I know about that.
Better
yeah.
way to spice things up.
Yeah.
The heat in the seat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, Captain Walt was looking for you at Sailor Man, this chili cook-off event, and he said he couldn't find you. Where were you?
It was pretty large. I lost a small chunk of time.
You lost time? Yep. What, were you abducted by aliens?
I might have fallen asleep for a couple hours.
What are the odds for the drunken sailor to fall asleep at a major outdoor, you know, festival?
Greg, he passed out in the gutter, and feral cats pretty much went at him.
Yeah, well, in the gutter, the first place you look there, Walt, that's where I would look.
No, listen, you know what my favorite chili is?
Your favorite chili is what?
Con carne.
Chili con carne, huh?
At least it's not trouser chili.
That means it was meat.
Okay, chili with meat. That's your favorite type of, I don't know, that's your favorite type
Fire
of chili?
Fire in the hole.
Yeah, quit it.
Can't beat that type of chili.
Yeah.
Listen to me. If you eat this stuff, you have to put on special flame retardant underwear.
Really? And are you wearing such a garment?
If you don't, you will burn up on reentry.
Okay.
This is not safe around an open flame, so
yeah,
you stay away from the tobacco hut.
You stay away, okay? Well,
you're gonna burn the house down.
Okay, all right. What was
this
going
is
on?
Seriously painful stuff.
Yeah,
on the back end.
Yeah. Did anybody?
But it's worth it.
You know,
worth it
did anybody
you
recognize you?
Food.
You're this is Sailor Man. This is basically it's like an outdoor, you know, flea market for boating and stuff. How did you even end up there, Drunken Sailor?
I just know what's going on around
free
down here.
Free beer.
I saw it on the internet, and I said, "Oh, that looks like that might be cool."
That
and
looks
they,
like free beer.
Out samples. They got beer and they got chili.
Yeah,
so,
Captain Walt, stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Gomez was correct.
Yeah. Are you still hanging out at the Gomez Hilton down there in South Florida when you're not at the Sailor Man thing?
I do, yes. I do try to stop in whenever I can, and he usually leaves the boat open.
Yeah.
So I stay on a dry martini.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's on purpose. I just think He is found.
I'm going to drop it in the water for him in a few minutes.
Are you? Well, so, you are very
you're
accommodating.
You're looking at it right there on the lift.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, we can see Captain Walt on the video. All right.
Me and Walt later get cleaned up and go out and paint the town red.
Okay.
All right. You may, and Walt may, but
oh,
you may.
There it goes. There it's, it's coming out both ends. All right, that's enough, drunken sailor.
Tasmanian devil.
All right, enjoy yourself. See ya. Goodbye. Oh, my God, that's disgusting. All right, that's enough out of him. Why did we put him on the air, Bubble Boy?
I don't know,
I thought we had standards. Wrong show, sorry. Anyway, we apologize for that, and we're going to just move on into other things and see what we can do. You know, I want to get back to, by the way, I did some more reading of that story about the dive computer. So the pings that you were talking about
yeah.
in hour one, how it works
ping,
is not like that. it's kind of like how my Apple Watch alerts me when I get a text message, haptic, you know,
okay.
So it taps. So this dive computer, and I think they're from Switzerland or something place, if I remember, yeah, I think it's a company in Switzerland, and they've incorporated a wrist mount dive computer that does all your typical stuff like digital compass and that kind of thing. But it has this technology that when you have your dive computer or device hooked up with your buddy, you can tap on it and it'll tap them on the wrist as well. Like my Apple Watch would when I get a text message, and that would be your alert to your buddy, like, hey, you know, your buddy wants to get your attention.
Would that be roughly akin to being poked?
You know, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'd
that's a good analogy.
I think it's being pinged.
Ping.
Poking
bing,
underwater.
Bing.
Man, you guys, I'll tell you what. Whew. Anyway. Yes, it could be a poking kind of thing,
bing,
but bing. I'm not going to judge what you call it. But it's Ocean's S1 Supersonic Dive Computer, and the company, I think I saw it was out of Switzerland, Swedish. Yeah, Swedish.
Oh, it's the
Team
same thing.
Oceans. So I'm not familiar with
Swedish company. And Switzerland are two different places.
Makes sense. Swedish
crazy
fish.
Swedes.
Swedish fish.
Swedish fish. The makers.
Fish.
Yeah. Yes, you have one word for this?
Wendy Klugen.
No, I know one word in Swedish, but I can't say it over the radio.
Yes, let's not then. That
IKEA.
That probably would be wise.
There might be a Swede
I know one
out
word
there
in,
listening.
I know Heidi. One word in it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's ping.
Don't tell the children.
Obviously, Scuba Radio Happy Hour is in full effect here for hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I've already apologized once. Please, guys, don't make me do it several more times.
Liquor in the front, poker
pass
in the rear.
Pass the bottle, Jerry.
Yes.
Ping.
So anyway, that would be a kind of a nice feature. I do like that.
Hey!
So all what? It does is grab your buddy's attention. So if I see a lobster, I would hit this instead of rattling my little cage.
It'd be a more
for you.
Yeah, probably
personal
would scare the
rattler.
Crap out of the fish.
Wouldn't
yeah.
it be easier to use an underwater laser, Greg?
Ooh.
How so?
Ooh, sharks with freaking laser
you know,
beams.
Point with a dot. You can point and they'll you shine it on the wrist and like what? And then you shine it over to where you want them to look.
No, because you might accidentally you know shine
light
it right.
The fish.
No,
you'll
might
put
blind.
Your eye out.
Exactly. You may stick it up in your
what's the fun of it?
Your diver's eyeball and blind them.
I'm blind. Blinded by the light.
You'll have to use
and science.
No, but the haptic alert. You know, I mean, the one thing that you get on liveaboard trips a lot of times when I'm going out on these trips, no, they'll say, hey, if you have some of those rattlers, if you have a noisemaker, depending on the location or the locale of your diving, sometimes the dive boats don't like you using them because you'll scare off the critters.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
And, and that annoys other divers in the area, or if the dive master is like looking for a particular type of animal, you know, maybe bigger animals like sharks or dolphins or something like that. They've said this before, whether they, hey, if you have a rattler or thing, we'd prefer you didn't use it because it has a tendency to scare off the fish when they hear those things, even though, you know, you want to get everyone's attention. You don't want to scare off the stuff that you're trying to get everybody's attention for. So having this device on your wrist, a little haptic, you know, thing, that's actually a pretty cool little
also,
idea.
Also, the shakers attract graffiti artists because it sounds like you're shaking a spray paint can.
That would be.
They think it's time to tag stuff.
That'd be incorrect. That would be fake news. Bing. And, you know, we don't perpetuate that here on Scuba Radio. Not on purpose. But we don't do much on purpose here, so it has a tendency just to evolve. Oh my gosh, I'm going to shoot someone. Anyway, we got more coming up. The Dive God is on deck. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Don't like scuba people. Uh-huh. I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay?
I think you should give it to me.
Scuba,
scuba.
What?
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
You know, baby.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
That was a party.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
I too agree. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Hey, I have Bubble Boy and CJ in the studio with me, Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, Casey the Tobacco Nut, and Barry the Bugger, all connected via the web, and that's not enough. We need to bring in the big guns. The Dive God is connected with us via FaceTime right now. Neil Watson, how are you, my friend?
Oh, man, I'm fantastic. How about you?
I'm good. Wait, Casey is chiming in some rambling
stuff. Shut up!
hold while we all kneel in homage.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you could do that.
Hail to the kneel.
Yes, that would be appropriate. Neil, good to see you, my friend, and connect with you once again. Now, I wanted to bring you on because you were telling me that with all the great things that you guys do over in Bimini in the Bahamas right now with Junior's operation and your operation over there at the Big Game Club, with the hammerheads and the stingray things, the spotted, you know, dolphins. I mean, you can really do everything over there. You've actually added a new element, and starting in, is it April that Junior's
going
over?
Well, it's just, yeah, April the 13th, I think, to the 23rd.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a one-week specialty trip we're doing to Cat Island for the white-tip sharks, which...
Wow.
It's one of the few places in the world that you can do open swims with the white tips, which they're amazing animals.
Oceanic white tips. Yeah, these things have those long dorsal fins. They're not as crazy as the thresher shark as far as how they look, but they're not far from it, are they? Don't they have longer?
They're not. They're pretty bizarre looking animals,
yeah.
Sure. Not as bizarre as the hammerheads, but still.
Right.
Really, they're real, real cool animals. They're beautiful.
So these oceanic white tips, is this an open water type of experience or what?
Yeah, blue water. You're out in deep water and, you know, put the bait bucket down, chum, swimming around out in deep, deep water. Well, you're not deep water, but it's in deep water.
Right.
And, you know, great photo opportunities. I mean, most of the people that go are photographers, obviously,
yeah,
to get that money shot of the big guys. And of course, Cat Island is an amazing island itself, not to be confused with Cat Key, mm-hmm, that is near Bimini. This is Cat Island, which is about 135 miles south of Nassau. Mm. Incredibly beautiful beaches. Actually, it's claim to fame. It has Oliveria, I think it's called. It's the highest elevation in the Bahamas. It soars to an incredible altitude of 206 feet. It's breathtaking.
Wow. Okay.
206 feet above sea level.
The tallest mountain in the Bahamas.
The highest spot in the Bahamas.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. You get at the top of that, you might get a slight breeze.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, when he does that trip, is he cruising over from Bimini, or people are going to go into Cat Island to get on this
adventure?
Yeah,
we'll relocate one of the boats, probably the big boat, the Bimini Blue.
Yeah.
And people fly in normally via Nassau, stay at the Greenwood Inn, which is a beautiful little 14-room resort. I mean, right on the beach, right on the... white sand almost.
Cool.
Beautiful
so
property.
It's going to be an awesome out island experience that you could take part in. And you go out there every day, I guess, during the adventure and go out.
Yeah, and he runs every from 5 days, 4 nights, up to 8 days, 7 night trips during the week. And it's accommodations and taxes and meals and diving. And it's pretty much all inclusive except
very
for
nice
alcohol.
Well, there you go.
And You can't include alcohol with divers.
That's hard too. They drink like fish, and that's way too much sometimes when they're not diving. Casey has a question, I believe. Is that right?
No, Walt.
Oh, Walt did. Okay, go ahead, Walt.
Neil's on the north end, the south end, or in the middle of the island.
What do you think, Neil?
It's the south end.
South end.
Gotcha.
Cat Island. Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds. Yeah. Why are the oceanic white tips hanging around that island at this time of year? Well, in April, you're
saying. Because they want to.
Okay, of course. I mean,
they migrate. they're doing during a certain time of year, just like the hammerheads do in Bimini. And it's they're consistent. I mean, they get them like 90% of the time.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Tiger Beach thing. You got the tiger sharks there,
exactly,
in this area.
Neil also runs some specialty trips out of Old Bahama Bay with the tiger sharks during the summer.
Wow.
So that's all of this is on the website, BiminiScubaCenter.com.
Okay, BiminiScubaCenter.com. Check that out, and you can get all the information right there on how to book this and that kind of thing. This run of the Oceanic White Tips is, so that's like April through how long, do we know?
Well, I don't know how long they run.
Yeah.
But we're just running one trip for a 10-day trip.
Got it. Well, that sounds like a great adventure. And I know you're anxious to get back in the water. You almost got clearance for your
thing. The third of March.
3rd of March, you
get
away.
I can get back in the water.
Yeah. Well, I just got my...
I get in an airplane to get back in the water as well as get back in the water.
Yeah. Well, it's both. I mean, are you both cleared for diving and flying at that day?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had some... eye surgery done, so the optometrist or eye surgeon said, you got to stay out of the water and can't fly in an airplane till then. I had an excuse too till last week, but I got my passport renewed and it came back. I got it.
Well, hey.
I got it within 2 weeks. I didn't do the rush or nothing.
Well, so, I guess the government shutdown didn't have too
did
bad
not,
of impact.
It did not affect it at all. I didn't do the rush on it. I figured I wasn't going to be diving for a few weeks anyway, so I figured I'd go ahead and just let them do it, see how long it took, and they got it done within 2 weeks and delivered it literally last Sunday.
That's amazing.
I got a delivery from the U.S. Postal Service on Sunday, and it was my new passport, my renewed passport.
Well, it's about time you got that photo upgraded.
Yeah, well, that was true. I was a handsome man in my old passport. The new one, you know, if it's really dark, you can look at it in the dark, and I look, oh, okay. But the bottom line is, you know, it's not going to be long, and we'll both be cleared, and maybe we can head over to Bimini or do
you
that. That
will be soon, Greg.
There you go. All right. Well, Neil, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. BiminiScubaCenter.com. That is the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson, and now you are one diver in the know. When it comes to oceanic white tips, tiger sharks, hammerheads, they got them all, and we got more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, that sounded pretty cool to go dive with Oceanic White Tips.
Dude, I'm on the Bimini Scuba Center website right now just geeking out.
That is pretty cool. Now, Oceanic White Tips, those are the sharks that got the Indianapolis sailors.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, they're not known to be, like, super aggressive, but they're up there a little bit.
Just don't be hanging on the surface bleeding, and you'll be cool.
I think you are correct, sir. You know, I mean, they've been doing this for a while, and they found a way to, you know, have these type of dives without any incident that I'm aware of. But, you know, that's always in the back of your mind, like, whoa. And these are probably pretty big animals, I'm guessing they're seeing. From the videos and pictures I've seen, these oceanic white tips can get on the large side.
This ain't a chihuahua.
No.
This ain't a chihuahua.
They got teeth. You know, when they twitch a little bit, when you're filming them and stuff underwater in that blue water, I would imagine there would be a little bit of that. There'd be a pucker factor involved. You know,
speaking of chili,
yeah,
it would be a toothy factor.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I had my first experience diving with tiger sharks, it was the same kind of thing.
Well, what about the orcas?
You know, really, we weren't really in the water with the orcas. Observing them, they swam by us, and then
we jumped up. Way to ruin a good story.
Well, no, we were in the Galapagos, and when we saw them, we were coming up from our safety stop, and they were cruising along. They weren't paying attention to us, and so we got up in the inflatables, and then we followed them along on the surface while they were like catching a seal, and they'd catch it in their mouth, and then they chuck it like a cat toy.
So you weren't scared because you were in the water.
Well, when you looked at them in the water and they kind of eyed you and you're in this little inflatable dinghy looking thing and the boat's about half the size of the orca.
Yeah.
And you see them looking right at you and you're thinking, all he has to do is kick his tail and I'm in the water with him, whether I want to be or not.
Just and a little appetizer.
Yeah, that's right. They do call them killer whales, but they were nice. Just oversized dolphins. They are acting like they're fun. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio.
And finally tonight, the fact tip of the day, one of the few places I can get away from it all is underwater. So here I am.
Underwater. Well, you're in the right place. This is the world's first radio show devoted to breathing underwater. Scuba Radio. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ Bubble Boy in the studio. Jerry the Diver Guy. Walt DeMartini. Casey the Tobacco Nut and Barry the Bugger. Go rounding in. Out the crew. Yeah, and obviously Jerry's got a hold of his pinger.
I beg your pardon?
That's not my pinger.
That wasn't your pinger?
No.
Who was pinging earlier? Who did that? Someone had.
Jerry said his pinger's much
better. Yeah, there it is. Who's doing that? Is that Barry the Bugger using his phone in amusing ways? Yeah, it is.
He likes to play with his pinger.
Yeah.
That's my new depth sounder for a surprise.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, once again, it all goes back to that wristband dive computer we were talking about earlier that'll let you contact your buddy or get his attention by just tapping on your wrist like an Apple
Watch. That would be fantastic for lobster diving because trying to get your attention when we're diving is difficult.
Yeah. Well,
to act of Congress?
Kind of. If you're focused, if you're laser focused on being at one with the lobster, yeah. Or you have somebody who's a photographer, and they're trying to take pictures, and you know there's something else that he needs to take a look at, or vice versa, or
like the white-tipped shark that's hovering around him.
Exactly,
Barry. Just drag him behind your boat. That'll teach him.
The great pelagic sharks.
Mm-hmm. What happened to just banging your tank with the knife blade?
Too much noise. I told you earlier, you'll scare the critters. See, they don't like that. You know, they're not used to hearing these weird noises that us divers make.
Who's going
to
hear the pinging?
Well, the fish can. I mean, Ping! No, they
they're
won't.
Dogs, we can't hear that.
Well, first of all, there's no ping. You guys added that element, you big dummies.
You said it's supersonic or subsonic.
Well, it's a ping in Wyoming.
Bubble Boy was making up stuff. That is not what it says in the article. He hadn't read it either. He just sent it to me. And then I read it. And it's haptic.
People
I
skimmed over it
on this show.
I know that you are a liar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's haptic effect. So it just taps on your wrist like an Apple Watch to get your attention.
So it's just like a quick vibration, a motion.
So you each have to have one.
Correct, you do. Yeah. So it's a new feature of this particular dive computer.
It has to send out some kind of signal to the other computer to tell it to tap on your wrist.
Well, it's some kind of sonar wireless thing.
And
you don't
the
hear
battery
it.
Battery doesn't blow up.
Yeah.
Bluetooth.
Okay.
It's 150 feet, so I guess that's what they're saying. If you're in 150 feet,
You think it'll irritate the whales?
Why would it do this?
The pings.
Bing!
And the whales.
What part did he not listen to?
I think it would.
Whatever happened to this?
That's how they do it.
They killed Kenny.
Has Jerry been abducted?
Aliens are back.
That's exactly what that girl said to the governor.
Lieutenant governor.
I didn't know her in the house.
I'll quit it. Just stop. Well, once again, it's about being quiet in the silent world. This is a way to get your buddy's attention without making a bunch of racket.
And it is noisy down there.
It is.
There's no silence.
Yeah, there's nothing silent down there.
Well, no, this is how you know that you're incorrect. Is like if you do a rebreather dive, you realize how quiet it really is when open circuit divers aren't there because you don't have the bubbles. Those bubbles make a lot of noise. And it kind of puts you in the mode of like, oh, that's why they get a little spooky around us and they're freaking out. They're like, what the hell is all that noise? And all these bubbles and everything scare the bejesus out of the critters and fish. And that's why they have a tendency to shy away from us. But when you don't have the bubbles and you're not going, like, you know, making a bunch of racket.
When you take that lobster looper and you're shoving it in the hole and all this dust is stirring up, that's what scares the lobster.
Then I take it underwater. But
I want to know what Bubble Boy has to say about this.
I think he should use a suppository instead.
Okay. So
I vote for the ping.
Bing.
So, you know, the thing is, though, you do realize how much noise you're making when you go on a rebreather. And it makes total sense why the fish, when you're on a rebreather, they'll swim right up to you. And I had this happen when I did this. They swam up and acted like I was another critter that they could swim right next to. Or started, if I kneeled down in the sand, all the little tropicals from the reef swam over and started, you know, working their way into all the little crevices like I was a new place for them to build a home or something. It was really remarkable. But it was all about the noise. And then when the other divers came in the area, we had a team of three rebreather divers. When they came into our area, all of a sudden you hear all this noise. And you're like, oh, my God, it does kind of sound like a freight train.
Shut up!
I was really in my zen point there, man. You're ruining my, you know, my vibe.
You're harshing my mellow, man.
Yeah. So,
run, Forrest, run.
So I love this haptic thing. I think that is a good move because that wouldn't, I don't think it would put out any noise. It would freak out the critters. And, you know, the same thing's going to freak them out, too, if you're going, bow, 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 you know, making a bunch of noise trying to get your buddy's attention or
so
rapping
Scuba
on a
Radio
tank.
Is going to give us a new dive link and rebreathers. Is that what I hear, team?
No, I'm going to give
it
you
sounds a. Sounds like that. That's
I'm going to give you a link to a new rebreather. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to link us up, right?
I'm
going
to give you a link to the webpage where you can order one on your own, you son of a.
Say, Greg, what if
these
pings
Scuba Radio debit number is?
What if the pings attract a Russian attack sub?
Once again, there are no pings. They're haptic touch things, Bubble Boy.
Uh-huh. There it is. See? See?
Lies!
I said one ping only.
Okay. Well,
Periscope!
It'll be a feature that, you know, could be coming to a dive computer near you. And I'm a fan. I like the idea for sure.
They can give you a laser targeting on your wrist, too.
For what?
Shoot him.
You can point it at the guy that's catching a lobster.
Build a laser pointer into it, maybe? I don't know.
That's already been debunked.
What do you mean? It could be.
Bubble Boy brought that up last hour and you said no.
Well, no. Yeah. They already have laser pointers. I mean, they're out there, but. Once again, you know
what else is out there, Greg? The truth.
No, that is,
we'll
that
never
is not
find
true.
It.
Sasquatch.
No, the only problem with laser pointers is like you point it at something and you accidentally point it at your, you know, dive buddy's mask and you've blinded them.
Yeah.
Not if you have a red filter.
Okay,
but no, they're
to be
okay.
Safe with your pointer.
You do
and
have
not
to be
blind your dive buddy.
Well, that's true. But I mean, yeah, build that into the little dive computer. Why not? I don't care. Whatever,
float your boat.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about shark diving with these oceanic white tips. It looks like finally after, let's see, what has it been? Almost 20 years. Because it was year 2000, we had the summer of the shark when we had the attack on shark diving around the world. And one of the big arguments was that shark dives were creating hazardous situations for swimmers at nearby beaches and things like this, which was total nonsense. But there were a lot of people pointing the finger at dive operators back in the day. You know, this is back in the day of Jesse Arbogast, who lost an arm or leg or something to a bull shark in the panhandle of Florida, and it caused all this big thing. And some spear fishermen got involved and started saying, well, it's because these dive operators are feeding nurse sharks off of the coast of South Florida. And it is a whole thing. We covered it ad nauseum, and it was all hogwash.
We were part of that, Greg, when this show first started.
It was. We were very much at the forefront of this, trying to fight off this misconception that there was any connection whatsoever. And one of the arguments that was thrown out there is like, hey, look, if you think these dive operators feeding a different species of shark is creating a problem for the, you know, the beachgoers, you know, 5 miles away, why are you not raising hell about the people that are catching sharks right off the beach and fishing for them? And then they're reeling them in like big sharks. Why are you not, you know, you'd think that makes a little bit more sense if you really buy into this argument that these other activities are creating a hazardous situation. Why are you going after these dive operators? They're not even feeding the same species of shark that are, you know, accused of biting these people.
Yeah.
And the answer was they didn't want to hear the truth. But 20 years later, maybe there could be a change. There could be a change. We'll talk about it next. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio,
the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Consider the cleverest of all sharks. Unlike the great white, which tends to inhabit the waters of harbors and recreational beach areas, the land shark may strike at any time, any place. It is capable of disguising its voice and generally attacks young single women. Expert at the University of Miami's Oceanographic Institute suggests that the best way to scare off the shark in the event of an attack is to hit or punch the predator in the nose.
This This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so the story about the shark fishing off the beach in Florida, the story is supposedly that they're going to ban this. Finally, after 20 years, this was something we brought up 20 years ago. I was like, hey, look, if you think dive operators are creating a problem, why are you not raising hell about the shark fishermen catching sharks off the beach and reeling them in and taking pictures with them and God knows what else? And finally, it looks like they're going to do that. Florida Wildlife Commission is considering a bill right now to do just that. And we will see if that indeed pans out. But I find it ironic when you read the story. It says, well, we did a report. We studied this situation, and we have found there's no correlation between shark fishing off the beach and people getting bit by sharks. Yet, we have decided that maybe we need to do this anyway. So, despite the fact that there's no evidence making any connection between the two activities, and when they did all the research on it, they still found it. But yet, you know, they did kind of ban it, the feeding of fish and chumming for fish to do dives with sharks in Florida. Yet they didn't do this for the shark fishing for 20 years now. But maybe they might finally be catching up with them, despite the fact that the report said there was no correlation. They still may do it anyway because people are evidently making waves about this. So, look, I'm not taking aside one way or another, whether or not fishing for sharks off the beach creates a hazardous situation for the nearby beachgoers. I'm not a big fan of it, but is it really causing people to get bit? I don't know. I don't know if a ban is necessary, but they're considering it right now. There you go. You take it for what it's worth. All right. Well, look. Yes, go ahead.
Barry. I was going to say, how about any fishing off the beach or off the piers that are next to the
beach? Well, exactly. I mean, you know, it's a slippery slope in a sense from that standpoint. So, you know, I think it's much to do about nothing, honestly. But people get up in arms and they think, oh, gosh, why are they doing that? That, you know, and it's the surfers and a couple of the same groups that made a big stink about the dive operators feeding sharks and fish and stuff back in the day that are raising hell about this, as opposed to, like, well, you know, if you're going to go surf in areas where there's sharks, you might get bit. It's nobody's fault but your own. Hello, they're there. So, I don't know. That's just me, maybe.
The ocean is a shark's house.
True. All right. Hey, look, we only got a few minutes left for the big show today, so let's check in with Big Wave Dave, because he is on the phone and traveling west, young man. I say young man very subjectively, but I believe we do have him on Scuba Radio right now. Dave, come in. Are you with me?
I'm here right now, but we'll see how long it lasts.
Well, that's
coming up.
Well, no problem. So you're taking the Go Dive Now pool out to California, is that right?
That's right. Right now I'm driving through New Mexico. Earlier I went past Santa Rosa, which is the dive capital of the Southwest.
Ooh, there's a New Mexico. Okay, no, that was a Homer Simpson
fail. So.
Okay, but no, you're heading out there, and you're going out to what exactly?
It's a travel show this weekend at the L.A. Convention Center.
Okay, so, well, this weekend. Yeah, you mean next weekend? It's next Saturday or next Friday, Saturday?
Yeah.
Correct. All right, so it's a big travel adventure show in L.A. So you're gonna be hobnobbing with all the Hollywood stars and stuff. You ever have any celebrity sightings out there at this event? Because you do this every year, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't really remember trying to see anybody. But I mean, once in a while, you may have a TV person coming in to do a particular talk at one of the events.
Right.
Nobody big shots otherwise. You know,
yeah.
But it'll be good getting kind of warm after we lived in Wisconsin here for the last couple weeks.
That's right. Well, actually, after the show, the crew and I, when I say the crew, CJ and Bubble Boy, are going to a restaurant that specializes in cheese curds. So when we eat one, we'll think of you.
There you go.
Wisconsin cheese curds. CJ's looking over like, really? We're going to eat that? I'm like, yeah, that was the whole plan, man. That was in the pre-show meeting. Oh, that's right. We didn't have one.
No, you said it with, they had burgers.
Yeah, and cheese curds. Burgers and cheese curds.
No, you didn't mention that part.
Yeah, now you're really.
Right, well, we'll see. You've got to have the fresh ones when they squeak.
Yeah, squeakers.
Isn't that kind of... Isn't it kind of like cottage cheese?
No, it's Jeez, what is wrong with you people?
You're thinking of the northern Iraqi Kurds.
Yeah, anyway. All right, so the godivenow.com, that's the website. You can track where Dave is going to be, which, of course, next week it's in L.A. And that's for the weekend. Then after that, where are you going, Dave?
Head home for about a week or so, then I'm out to Novi, Michigan, outside of Detroit, and down to Dallas.
All right. Well, he's got a full schedule. Well, enjoy your ride. I'll let you get back to it so you don't run off the road with that thing. I mean, he is a big trailer, whole thing, big, traveling road show kind of.
And you know
deal.
Where he's going after all that, Greg?
What do you mean?
You know where he's going after all that?
Wyoming.
Where?
Lake Titicaca.
Of course he is. He's like a traveling. Now, he's actually bringing Lake Titicaca to the masses, to places that they don't have one of those.
Hello.
So, all right, Dave, good luck, buddy. Safe travels.
Will do. All right. Take care.
GoDiveNow.com. And look, I guess that'll do it for this week's edition of The Big Show. It was an interesting one, and we're off to cheese curds. Right? Yeah, Drunken Sailor had chili and Walt DeMartini. We got cheese curds, so we're going to gas up, boys, and be back next week with another edition of The Big Show. Till then, however, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.